Hey everybody, it's Sam from National Sports Overtime. I know you guys haven't heard from me in a while. Boy, it is busy trying to get 5 podcasts up and running, and I've been working on 3 for the last, since January almost, and I tried to start National Sports Overtime and Paranormal Overtime at the same exact time, and they keep getting kind of the short end of the stick compared to the 3 other podcasts. I'm trying to put it further up my task list every day so that way I will get on it, because I really like the concept of this, getting to speak on different topic, on different sports, on, you know, everything from the college level to the professional level. I know I should have made more of an effort during the Olympics. I couldn't get into the Olympics this year. Just going to be very honest with you. I don't know that they should have had them. Now, I know that they went off without a hitch is what a lot of people wanted to talk about. I don't know that I necessarily agree when Bradley Beal is in the country less than 6 hours and gets tested positive for COVID and then spends the next 2 weeks isolated in his hotel room. I don't call that going off with a hitch. Having, you know, a couple of our Team USA stars have to pull out of competitions due to injuries that they had. And that's what I'm terming it for now. I plan on doing a podcast all about it sooner rather than later. I couldn't do one at the time, because I really wasn't sure about it. But this podcast episode is all college football. And I'm so excited about college football. I am unbelievably, you just do not know how ecstatic I am to watch some college football, to bet on some college football, and to actually talk some college football. And that's where I would like to bring up National Sports Overtime is going to be in Spotify green rooms. Some of you may have seen posts from other Overtime accounts, but this is going out to National Sports Overtime. I'm leaning right now to possibly Thursday. I don't think it's going to be Wednesday. I think it's going to be Thursday. I would like to set a time and open up Overtime's Spotify green room. Now, in order to get into that, you must download another app. And I know you don't want to hear that, but Spotify has not put it in with the regular Spotify app because they're not sure how much it needs to grow and what all bells and whistles they're going to add to it. It just got out of beta. Everybody can now join. It is a free app. You just type in Spotify Green Rooms, download it. You do have to fill out your screen name and your email and all that. when I get the day set, I'll send it out on Twitter and Facebook. What we'll do is we'll come in and talk different topics. Now, how it has went, I've tested it out now twice with other podcasts. I may have a list of topics. Every time I have found, either I don't run through the topics fast enough, or someone wants to pull a topic up the list. But what you can do is you come in, you listen, and whenever you want to make a statement, a comment, have an argument, a discussion, whatever, down at the bottom you'll see request to speak, has a little hand on it. All you have to do is press that. I will get a message saying that you are requesting to speak. That's fine. I can't wait. And you guys will be able to talk. Like I said, I have found out through the two tests, a lot of people want to bring up things that I had planned to get to later, but they bring them up first. That's fine. Doesn't bother me. The things that I don't like is, and I've learned this, not to bring too many people up at the same time, because they start talking over each other, or they start fighting. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I recently learned how to boot people off the stage or mute them. So I do want to warn you of that, because I don't want to put up with you guys fighting against each other. Having a heated discussion is one thing. Dropping in and just calling each other names is completely different. Now, in today's sports news, there were some things in the college football world as far as the Sun Belt Conference extended its media rights deal with ESPN, which pretty much was to be expected. I don't know that anyone thought that they would go this long, though. They went 2030 to the 2031 season. And with the rumors of different conferences, teams jumping or conferences combining and all of that, I'm not sure this was a great move. But maybe it was, because maybe they expect to, you know, be one of the few conferences that's not going to change. And they've now got ESPN locked in a media rights deal. I don't know. I still think the Sun Belt may have jumped the gun just a little bit. Then the Mountain West named their preseason players of the year for special teams. They said Utah State's kick returner Savon Scarver is their preseason player of the year. Their defensive player of the year preseason is San Jose State's the defensive line, almost a DL. The defensive line, Cade Hall. And then if you have not seen him play, they named preseason offensive player of the year Nevada quarterback Carson Strong. I don't know who else it could be. This quarterback, A lot of people would probably argue, oh, he's good for the Mountain West, but he's no big-time top five team quarterback. Well, you know what? You may be right. You may be wrong. I think he reads coverages pretty well. Puts the ball on the money. I know that the Mountain West maybe is not the fastest conference. And I think that's what he's going to get picked apart on with the NFL draft. That maybe he doesn't read things as fast. Sometimes he has happy feet. And different things like that. I think since 2020 was so screwed up, I think for once this year, 2021, you need to sit back in your recliner, quit worrying about who's going to get drafted, where they're going to get drafted, how they're never going to play football ever again in their whole entire lives, whatever. I think you need to sit down and watch these games for pure enjoyment of college football. I know when the first time I watched the Mountain West and I see Carson Strong or Cade Hall or Savon Scarver, I'm going to take them how they are. And if they're playing another Mountain West team, great. I'm going to enjoy a Mountain West game. And if Carson Strong throws for 1,000 yards in a game, yes, I know he's not. But if he would, I'm not going to pick him apart and say, well, he won't do that in the NFL. Well, you know what? I don't care. He's not in the NFL right now. He's in the Mountain West. And that's what I'm going to take into account. Don't start thinking about their future while griping about their now. How about you sit in your recliner and enjoy it for what it is? Brett McMurphy reported that Oklahoma State is adding Barry Sanders to the Oklahoma State Cowboys Ring of Honor on November 13th against TCU. I'm going to be real honest with you. And maybe you had the same exact thought as I was reading that, as I did when I heard it. I was like, what? Barry Sanders is being in the Ring of Honor, what? And I was really confused. I literally picked up my phone, got on the internet, and looked it up. And it was true. And I know some of you are taking me the wrong way. Don't. What I was confused about is, how is he not already in the Ring of Honor? Did they start the Ring of Honor this year? Barry Sanders is probably the best thing to come out of Oklahoma State football. Now, calm down. You can write me. You can disagree. I know some of you just shouted, no, Thurman Thomas. I agree. Thurman Thomas was great at Oklahoma State. He was great with the Bills. But Barry Sanders? Come on. Now, he is going to be joining Thurman Thomas in the Ring of Honor. But I was just shocked he already wasn't there. If somebody would have asked me, say me and my best friend were going to an Oklahoma State game, and they would ask me, what are we going to see in the stadium? Do they have anything exciting or anything? I would have said, yeah, they have the Ring of Honor. Oh, really? Who's in it? And I mean, without even thinking, I would have said Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders. And I'd have been wrong. I don't understand. He is also going to become only the second Oklahoma State Cowboy to have a statue outside of the stadium. I'll give you one guess who the other one is. That's wrong. That's wrong. Yeah, I know you're not going to get it, because I thought and thought, and I was like, who is better than Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas? Because I assumed it was Thurman Thomas. And I was racking my brain, and I was just like, I don't know. Have they put a coach out there? Or? No. T. Boone Pickens. It's who the stadium was named after. It is the, I think he's almost a billionaire, but he is a very high millionaire who donates a lot of money to Oklahoma State's sports programs and to basically just the whole state. He is an oil man, and he is proud of Oklahoma State. So no, the stadium's named after him, and no, it does not surprise me that he was the first Oklahoma State Cowboy to get a statue outside of the stadium. But Barry Sanders will be the second. Now, got to SEC, things that I found interesting. Arkansas came out and said during SEC media days, I think it was the week before last, that they had an 89% vaccination rate. They are one of six SEC teams over 85%. I commend them. Now, this is not a me yelling at you guys saying you need to get the vaccination. I think that we as a country have politicized medicine, health, and shots, and I don't know why. If you're going to ask me, have I been vaccinated? Yes, of course I have. I have a 8-month-old niece. I got vaccinated quickly, as quick as they would allow me, because the thought that I would carry something in and give it to her or my 4-year-old niece was overwhelming to me. I also get the flu shot every year, so I don't take it to them. I get whooping cough and all my other vaccines, so I don't hurt them. You know, I have people I'm around that are immunocompromised, that are older. I don't want to be the reason why something happens to them. So it's not, for me, it is not about whether I want a shot in my arm. It is not about, do I believe they're pulling a scam? It's not about, do I think this is safe or not? It's not about any of that for me. It's about people in my family. And I don't blame some of these teams. You know, you're looking at Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. Trying to think of the other one. There's four states. Well, it's probably Florida. Florida is exploding with COVID. But there are four states in the SEC whose population hasn't hit 40% yet. 40% of their population hasn't gotten the vaccine. They're way behind everyone else. So if I'm Arkansas's coach, their team, their leaders, no. I want my team to be vaccinated because they're going to be walking around in Arkansas with 60% of the with 60% of the population not vaccinated and could get them sick if they were not already vaccinated. They wouldn't mean to give it to them. Things happen though. They've got one of the toughest schedules in the nation. Arkansas is playing Texas. They're playing Texas A&M. They're playing Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, Auburn. Those are seven out of their games that they can't afford an important player, a starter on their team, to be out and quarantined. They can't have half their team get it and they have to forfeit a game and can't play. Same thing. Did you see Lane Kiffin today? Lane Kiffin I bet he's lost 40 pounds. He looks good now. He announced today his team is 100% vaccinated. That's coaching staff, trainers, everybody. And he said, we can't be flying all over SEC country and get it. And he said the same thing basically that I did is, you know, you don't want to take this home to your parents. You don't want to take this home to, you know, somebody you love. Speaking of the SEC, the media voted on where they were going to be ranked. Now, rankings don't come out until, I think, the third week of the season. But the media went ahead, and in the SEC East, they had Georgia ranked in first place with 124 votes. Wide, wide margin compared to Florida, who came in second. They got 7 votes. So for the SEC East, we had Georgia, Florida, Kentucky. They had 2 first place votes. Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, and poor Vanderbilt bringing up the rear. I think more people were wanting to know about the SEC West. To me, I don't really get that. It's going to be Alabama. The East was what I wanted to see. But the media in the SEC West preseason rankings voted Alabama first with 130 first place votes. Texas A&M is second with 1 first place vote. LSU was third. Ole Miss was fourth. Each of them got 1 first place vote. Fifth was Auburn. Sixth was Arkansas. They got 1 first place vote, which kind of shocked me. And then you had Mississippi State bringing up the rear. Now, coaches, this weekend, is my understanding, were supposed to vote on the top 25 preseason teams and get them ranked. Their rankings, the coaches poll, I believe starts after the first week of games. You guys write me and tell me if that's wrong, because I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. Ended up being first place Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Iowa State, North Carolina, and number 10 was Cincinnati. Now, I've got to go ahead and mention number 11 because I was so shocked that they were number 11, and that is my Florida Gators. I'm a big, huge Florida Gator fan. They somehow ended up 11th. I was thinking more 15, 17. One of the reasons why is because they lost a lot. I feel like they still really haven't fixed their offensive line. Their defense took a hit last year. I don't know what Emory's going to do for them this year. So, really shocked that they came in at number 11. And I'm wondering, did they get up there due to the fact of Dan Mullins and his coaching track record? Or did the coaches see something that I haven't seen? I mean, I don't know how many of them actually sat down and watched a Florida game last year. But you never know. Anyway, I'm going to try to keep this under a half an hour. I want to wish you guys the best. And I'll be talking to you guys soon. I have not forgotten about NFL, college football starting, baseball continuing, soccer continuing, golf and NASCAR continuing. And so I hope to be a lot more active for you. If you like this podcast, please subscribe or follow and then recommend it to a friend. But anyway, I will be talking to you guys soon, and hopefully I'll see you down the road.